What's going on, you holiday humpdingers? Welcome to Whack Off Wednesday, or Wacko Wednesday, Weirdo Wednesday, whatever it is you prefer, on Grunt Speak, not so.
Live from the lair!
We just got done having a conversation about if he outlives his ex, how we should bury her. You have to put it into the next book.
Yeah, I am, actually. That's quite amazing.
This story here might actually benefit from the wisdom of said evil genius shenanigans.
Yes.
This comes from a fan, and it's a long read. That's why we're just kind of diving right into it. Comes from John, and I want to use his full name, just in case. And he trusts, he begins with a quote about trust. Never trust a woman or an atomic weapon. Apparently John Dillinger said this. It's a really good one. It is a long read, so we'll try to just pause like every paragraph or two so that we're not constantly stopping every other sentence.
I will try to keep myself from going into the weeds.
There's going to be some opportunities where we're not going to be able to help it, and that's why people tune in.
Yeah.
So, but with that being said, let us begin. I wasn't completely stupid or ignorant, just weak and lonely, so forgive the long read. We met, dated all the usual crap, met her on OLD, I have a whole soapbox about this cancerous system, and things were good. OLD, online dating. So we checked most of the boxes and such. Granted, I didn't vet her and wasn't anywhere near RP as I am today. So I was over here making fucked up BP decisions. When I was a child, I wanted nothing more than a family. Mine was garbage. Abusive dad, ignorant hooer mother, shit. They even managed to turn my younger brother into Gigabilly.
Oh my God.
I just wanted to do my own right. Raise a son with dignity, strength, truth, to build a legacy. To defy my destiny and break the cycle. Jesus, I was a fucking idiot. No, that is a noble goal.
No, I did the same thing. Like, my father left when I was 4. And I literally, I could do no more to, you know, get to spend the amount of time with my kids. I literally did everything I could to spend the maximum amount of time.
Oh, I mean, you had her in court every, 21 days?
It's like 21 to 25 days-ish.
To the point where the judge was like, you keep doing this, I'm going to throw you in jail.
It was like once a month for almost 2 years.
You were doing everything legally and you still got threatened with jail.
Well, because they don't want men
justice
to
system.
Get a fair shake.
No, because you're the one that they're milking for resources.
Oh, yeah. They got
probably best interests of the child. That's why we're going to put it with the parent that can't afford it on its own.
Like in 15 years, they probably got $200,000 out of me.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's enough for at least a hefty vacation and a whole lot of cordless hole punchers.
Yes.
If you
love the cordless hole punchers.
Oh,
those
yes.
are awesome.
There were some issues I was trying to work with, like cleaning. Her place was dirty and I didn't like it. Sounds like when Rebecca Romijn was on Friends. I was texting a friend about the situation and asking advice on how to address the topic. I text about how relationships are dumb. How do you tell someone they don't clean to your standards? Like, bitch, pick up a broom! Anyways, the decision I made was to offer to help clean her house to set a standard. Before I brought this up to her, she went through my phone the night prior. Always the sign of a loyal woman. If she goes through your phone unprovoked and without reason, why are they doing it?
Because of gaslighting and projection.
They're already cheating and they want justification for the shit they're already doing.
Or they're considering it. They have somebody lined up and they're looking for
that. They want the ammunition.
That one domino that flips over.
It's like, well, I really, really want that other dude in me, but he hasn't done anything dickish yet. And telling me to clean my place, well, that's just good sense. So even if I don't like cleaning.
That's just good sense.
So I'm going to go through his phone and see if I can find, you know, that he texted an ex 3 years ago before we met, and then I got him. Fuck's sakes. Somehow, after doing this, she came to the conclusion that I said she was a dirty alcoholic bitch. And because of this, she had to go out behind my back and fuck randos as my punishment, I guess. Or perhaps she needed validation that I refused to give. I was none the wiser. But she cleaned the fucking shit out of her house.
Well,
one step forward, two steps back.
Wow. Yeah.
She was already banging randos.
Yeah, yeah.
At this point, by now, if he's writing to us, I'm sure he knows this.
Yeah, listen, that woman's servicing a go-gurt somewhere.
I'll be back. Servicing a go-gurt. Western women servicing go-gurt since the beginning of time.
Hey, I like the throat yogurt. What can I say?
Wouldn't you like to be a pepper, too? You know, the ad community really is better off without us, I will say. Woo! Hang on. But let's go. Wow, that's very impressive, actually. Let's get back into it. Oh, God. Initially, things were bomb. Okay. As in love bomb. She spoiled me, bought me shit. For fuck's sakes, this woman flew my ass out to Maui. Things changed quickly, though, and I remember the exact day. My lease was up at my apartment, and she was pushing for me to move in her house. Mommy and stepdaddy have money, and she made good money.
Mm-hmm.
I postponed this for 6 months, but finally gave in.
Oh, you idiot.
The week after I moved in, I saw the switch. Mm-hmm. Her attitude changed just like the thousands of messages you read here.
And you want to know why? Because you basically you gave away your power, moved into a house where she is the dominant force and power.
Yep.
I mean, you've basically shot yourself in the fucking head. Just all, you know, moving in with her. Don't ever do that.
Yep. Well, he understands this now.
Mm-hmm.
But we all got to learn our lessons the hard way sometimes. Fast forward a bit, and I was laid off from my job.
They're all.
This is the double. This double is the 1-2 punch, man. We spoke, and I was 1.5 years from my degree, so she gave me this bill of, babe, I'll hold us down. Mm-hmm. Being the idiot I was, I took the bait, hook, line, and suckered. Why is this bad? Because I unknowingly relinquished my power. Anyways, this was the beginning of some next-level shit. Verbal abuse, banging other dudes, humiliating and emasculating remarks, and I put myself in a situation where I was relying on her. You see how this goes?
I believe there's a word for that, cuck.
Or he calls it, ducking fum. yeah. Anyways, shit progressed. I keep doing dumb shit, like throwing loads into my whore girlfriend's punani, which led to creating a life.
Oh, so he...
This is the 3-punch rule.
So she took him up on the delivery to the warehouse.
3 strikes. This was the beginning of my true RP awakening. Her being pregnant was everything. I was pumped. Well, on my autistic mission to raise another fool in today's society... However, 20 weeks in, we went to find out the sex. It was a boy. I literally cried tears of joy. I would have the opportunity to be the father that my father never was, to show, to build, to support, everything you imagine when you think of a father and a son.
Mm-hmm.
My mission had started for real now. As the ex and I took a few minutes to celebrate, the doctor came in and explained that our son had a genetic anomaly and would die before birth.
Oh my God.
I couldn't hear anything. The world went mute. Ugh. The doctor set us up immediately with multiple second opinions where his colleagues would parrot what he said, urging us to abort our son. After long discussions, fighting, arguing, threatening, and God knows what else, I talked my wife out of an abortion. Why? Because I couldn't live with myself if I just stood by and allowed my blood to be extinguished by idiots who have no value in life. Mm. Plus, what does that say about her? A woman so willing to scrap your child out of her womb like it's some fucking blood clot she decided to pass. Fuck you, fuck that. I argued with her, doctors, her parents, all of them, and I wouldn't change this decision for anything in the world and would do it again without a second thought.
And it's called integrity.
That's right. And because of the world that we now live in, especially in the West, integrity is kind of like common sense. It's a superpower.
Yeah.
And it's more of a curse than a gift, because if you have it, you're confronted every day by a vast plurality of people who don't, and it drives you fucking nuts.
Yeah. And I'm there, man. I got you.
This is why we drink. Now, when he was born, it was rough. He spent 8 months in the NICU. Needed a ventilator, almost died 3 or 4 times. 5 massive surgeries, a feeding tube, 24-hour care,
God
much
damn.
More. I couldn't shake this feeling that she was messing around, and I finally got my hands on proof and confronted her. My son was only 2 months old at the time. You know how fertile women are after they give birth and she's already messing around?
Yeah. Well, if she's Ooh. Breastfeeding, it delays until the breastfeeding yeah. stops.
But once the breastfeeding stops,
if she goes right to formula,
fertile myrtle.
Yeah, I mean, there's only one person on the enemy team in the hockey rink. It's a 5-on-1.
You could sneeze on these chicks and knock them up.
Yeah, you can throw your pants on the bed.
Just pick the goo and run like a Jew, because it's all the same to a fertile myrtle.
That's right. Wow.
You could wank near the toilet paper. Yep. One of those things will magically go airborne and plant itself on the toilet paper. She takes a piss. Oh, look at that, pissing hot.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm exaggerating, but I'm still, it's
yeah, Joe Rogan called it the commando sperm.
Not that I would know about that or anything. Oh, it's just nasty. my son was only 2 months old at the time, and I found out about her banging other dudes. She went as far as to try to get me to be friends with one dude that she banged without me knowing they were smashing. She was so careless and callous. The dude she was trying to get me to be friends with ousted her so he could have her all to himself. Keep the bitch? How malevolent women can be. I dipped harder than the crypto market after a tweet from Elon. Gone.
That'll do it.
That's a damn good analogy.
That's right a there. Huge fucking crush to your ego right there.
Yep. A few months later, she reaches out and talked my stupid ass into trying to get it fixed for our son's sake. I did it, but by now I had consumed more RP content than I could stomach. I decided to be there for my son, hell or high water, but she needed her ass checked. So I gave stipulations, like every idiot does when he thinks he's going to get a whore to behave, and came back.
They never will.
No. During this time, I'll give credit where it's due. She was a loving and attentive mother, stayed home to take care of our son, along with 24-hour nurse care, so always a medical professional around. I worked and kept the world running in the meantime. I would get up, go to work, come home, hit the gym, spend time with my son until he fell asleep, then cook dinner and tackle any chores.
Fair
she
enough.
Did what she could, and looking with hindsight, I don't think she could handle the stress and responsibility. Since I had to work and she stayed home, she would stay awake overnight if we couldn't get a nurse to cover that time. However, I had issues with this later when I caught her drinking and talking on the phone to other men when I checked on them in the middle of the night.
Yeah, that'll do it. Now, listen, narcissistic women are that way for a reason, meaning
yes.
they only give a shit about themselves. So her not really caring about the kid and not caring about the relationship with her, you know, with the father, that's right up the alley of a narcissist right there.
Yep. Now, I will say this, though. This is kind of a really funny thing. Like, found her talking to other men in the middle of the night. And then it goes to, the next 6 months were great. Fucking tone. We played family, took care of our son, doctor trips together. Honestly, I loved it. I knew deep in the back of my mind the reality of the situation, but escapism is real and tempting.
It is.
Anyways, saw her fucking around her old phone one time, and the thought hit me. Clone her phone and stay one step ahead of her.
Oh, no. Here we go.
This is the single intelligent move that I made. It was disgusting. Hitting up dudes to come screw, sexting, shit-talking me, next-level stuff. She gave the password to the camera used to monitor our son to some stranger in South America.
What the fuck?
This is when I decided to go nuclear.
Yeah, wow.
So this was the straw that broke the camel's back.
I mean, he's got to have a strong-ass back, man.
Yeah, man.
I wouldn't even made it this far.
No, there's no way. After finding out all this, I played it cool and stupid. Not hard for me, apparently. I called her out on a text she got and caught her in another lie. Trickle-truthed me. What? Trickle-truthed me, lied, also she could keep in contact with a stranger. So I decided to spin plates and do better. I spent the next 8 to 12 months working out, eating right, building, growing, and crushing what I could.
A year after this. Well, that dude's got the patience of a saint.
Yeah, he does. This is also where I developed true outcome independence. She did everything she could to sabotage my growth. Baked brownies and sweets, would try to get me to skip the gym with sex, etc. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that's not really going to work, especially when he knows that he's not the only one putting deliveries in the warehouse. He's not going to lick the frosting off someone else's cupcake.
Well, you'd be surprised what some of these ladies do when they start feeling that their meal ticket is going to expire.
They treat you like garbage because they think you're always going to be there.
Uh-huh.
And then as soon as it becomes clear to them that you're on your way out, they try to reel you back in. Unless they have the next thing lined up, then they draw the red line through your name and your persona.
Non grata.
Non grata. You're just gone.
Yeah.
So... obviously, she's completely ran through at this point, because if she can't get anyone to line up and go for it, she's done.
Yep.
Wow. I went to the bar one night wearing my ring and all by my lonesome, and wouldn't you know, 23-year-old softball player, redhead, is there and is eating up the game I throw at her.
Mm.
As I gamed more and banged other chicks as time went on, the distance showed in the marriage. She knew something was up but couldn't figure it out. Nothing made me feel better than knowing she was tasting the snot pocket of a woman who just banged me hours ago as she sucked me off. Why? Because I know she did me that way.
Kiss the lips that sucked the dick that plowed her in the ass.
That is what we call...
I'm going to hell.
You're getting some cack karma on that one, baby.
Wow.
Jinx, you owe me a Coke. Skipping the pointless shit, we'll get to the highlights of hell.
All right.
We played a phone game together for a while to help pass the time at the hospitals. We were there pretty regularly for our son and his stays. Turns out, when I stopped playing the game, she met some dude there. He was younger, lived overseas in the UK. She still didn't know I could see her messages, but shit was wild. She talked about poisoning me.
Oh, no.
Told him I had a micro dick, that she was luckily drunk every time we banged, and other crazy-ass shit. I have the receipts. I have attached some, but if you want more, just ask.
Well, the thing is I don't want to... We're not going to show any of these.
We can't show them because it does have first and last names involved.
Yeah.
So,
and but you know what? And
this is definitely a real story.
No. The receipts are here. This really happened. And you know what?
Woo.
A lot of dudes I talk to that have shit like this happen, the details get burned into their head.
Exactly.
You're like, whoa. Like, my ex-wife killed my dog. I mean, literally, I will never forget that probably until like seven lifetimes from now.
When my horse chick pulled her shit,
mm-hmm.
I literally remember every phase of the gradual detachment after she was caught. Because it goes from, oh my God, you're so right, I was so terrible, I have no excuse, to, well... I mean, if you hadn't done this, if you had only done this, then, you know, I wouldn't have been. I mean, I'm still sorry, but... And then it was, well, you must have been going around behind my back, therefore I'm completely justified, and I don't owe you anything. I'm like, wow.
The only if you deserves.
Yep.
Yep.
Women, as time goes on, the reason why they start out crying and then progress to the forest of Kiaka is because... it takes them a while to rewrite the narrative in their head. And then as they rewrite it, they recruit what I call the echo tunnel.
The sluts to toots?
And this can begin while you're still together.
Yes.
The echo tunnel is when they start planting seeds of how terrible you are to anyone who will listen.
It's usually their friends.
Usually their friends. Thing is, doesn't even have to be that. It can be random people. My ex would spew random bullshit to the tellers at the bank. I shit you not.
Wow.
Because after we split, they told me everything. It's not an echo chamber, because that implies they want to live there. The echo tunnel is on the way to the echo chamber. They build this up so that they have a support structure for all the justifications that they've created in their head for fucking you into oblivion, and then they leave through the echo tunnel so they don't have to hear you. And then after they get to their new place and they secure a new cock, they build the echo chamber around them with new friends and new family, and you're persona non grata.
That's right. You are disinvited until it's time to sling you back.
Yeah, until it's time to sling you back. Because the new guy eventually is just going to be like, well, I see why your ex left you. Bye.
Yep.
We know why this dude left her. Woo! This is some good shit, though. Let's see. Where were we? All right. I couldn't stand it, so I gathered evidence, saved it, and then left for the night to bang a side chick.
Nice.
Next day, she decided she was done. Started filing for divorce. Luckily, I still had the phone cloned and could see her strategy.
Oh.
She lied to me saying we'd be amicable for our son's sake, but in the back channel, her mom was giving her advice on how to take me for child support, alimony, and anything I had. This gave her the entitlement she needed to try to do more damage to me. See what I mean about the echo tunnel?
Yep, yep.
She's recruiting people to her cause behind the scenes while she's pretending to be amicable. She began FaceTiming other dudes in front of me. She would drop little shitty hints to let me know she's banging around.
Passive aggressive.
She went as far as sending money and gifts to a guy in the UK. She fell madly in love with this dude and even bought him a ring.
Oh, my God.
We aren't even divorced yet, and she's out here trying to cuff some dude thousands of miles away. The fuck?
First of all, that's not going to work out.
No, that dude is giving her all the attention she wants, and for him, he doesn't care.
Yeah.
He's getting titty pictures and you know... snapshots of the Arby's takeout window
with a blown out mayo leaf,
dripping horseradish. So, and that's all he cares about. He's in Britain. He's not gonna just. He doesn't care, and she's too stupid to know the difference because attention is attention. Wow.
Well, no, you're absolutely correct.
She sent emails to jobs in the UK looking for sponsorship. How in the hell was she going to have custody of our son who cannot travel? How the hell did she think he was going to move to the UK?
Well, she was probably thinking she's going to leave the kid behind and get on with their life.
I saw the naked pictures they shared, the stupid games they played with each other. I even had the pleasure of listening to them chat when they thought I wasn't around. All of this was nothing shy of a true blue defined delusion.
This is one hell of a red pill wake up.
Welcome to the world of Western women.
Yep.
Anyways, turns out our son was having some medical issues, and we needed a diagnosis to get him on specific medication and needed to be back in the hospital. Every trip usually lasted around a month, staying to ensure everything was covered and he wasn't sick. While there, the doctors ignored what I told them and failed to check on him. He spiked a fever of 109.
Oh, that's it.
And basically was brain dead.
That's it.
He was suffering seizures now, stiff, lost all the progress he had made in 2 years, and would now need even more medication. What a quality of life he had.
Wow.
He was gone. I made the decision to take him off support. However, both parents must agree. She wanted to wait a month or two to see if there's change. Regardless, his brain was now just black matter on the scans. It took her UK boyfriend and his mother talking her into it, but she finally agreed. The day we took him off the support, I walked into the room and she was lying on the couch next to our son, who was dying, FaceTiming this guy.
Oh my God!
Whoa, this woman led a stranger into the most intimate moment I'll ever have in my life. After he died... Wow, listen, I don't even know her, and I kind of want to hit her.
Now, listen, remember we talked on this, the longest walks?
Yeah.
One of the longest walks you'll ever have to take is walking from the hearse to graveside of one of your children.
Yeah.
All right, I mean, this is serious shit right here.
Yeah.
This is the kind of stuff that causes dudes to like start murdering people.
She took that moment...
And
even
managed
to taint that with her betrayal.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, you want to talk. Oh.
Whoa.
Yeah. I mean, this is starting to make me angry.
What do you even say to something like this? This is absolutely nuts.
There's no coming back from
that. And in case you hadn't figured this out, this story was sent to us in direct response to an episode that we put out last month on September 14th, right here. She had an affair while our daughter was dying.
Yep.
Obviously, this tripped the memory centers in this dude's brain, because here we are.
Yeah. Oh, my Lord.
And I'm having a hard time figuring out which one is worse. This is pretty damn egregious. After he died, I left for 2 weeks to try to get my head straight. Luckily, I buried him on my family's property. He was my blood and a fighter. If any man deserved to be buried in the roots of my family, it was my son. When I came back home, I found a Plan B in the trash, lots of empty bottles, and I won't even go into what I saw on the phone. She had banged her coworker. Good to see things don't change. Anyways, we got drunk and settled the divorce on our own, uncontested. Split things up, gave some money, and what was done was done. Signed the papers and moved on. You know what? That's probably the best possible outcome to this.
Yeah, situation. I was just going to say that. But the thing is
wow.
Most parents, after a child passes, separate.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so hard to get. You're not coming back from that. Well, I shouldn't say you're not. It's very unlikely you're coming back from that.
At least that had some effect on her. Even if it's obviously not going to change her primary character.
Yeah.
She gave up the whole make them pay strategy. Mm. You got lucky on that one, man. Silver lining. My last day there, she couldn't even let me have my peace. She brought her boss's brother over. She was smashed and fucked up. This is a whole other long cringeworthy story of how ignorant women do shit for attention. Regardless, this dude used my fishing pole. She took him fishing with my shit. Nothing is sacred.
Nope.
She even thanked me for teaching her to fish because homeboy was too city and couldn't fish. Anyways, she had to bring this dude around the last day I was there. Joke's on her because he got arrested that night for possession of cocaine. Anyways, that's my journey. There's lots missing that I could include, but this is already too long. You're free to believe it or not, but I'll gladly give receipts if you need the stupid shaken out of you.
No. Listen, I believe it, and I've heard probably a good couple hundred similar stories in the past 15 years.
Yeah. And that's why we tell you guys, send these stories in, man. We'll read them on the air if they're really well written and they're good enough, because it's the reason that number is on the board, that 481, is because those dudes finally found some content that made them realize
they're not alone.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're not alone. And a lot of the stuff, these women repeat over and over again.
Yep. It's SOP.
And listen, women like this are very common today because once they go over 10 dicks, they can't pair bond.
And then yeah.
It's, so they're always, in their mind, they're like, they're always looking for the next pair bond to get that, they're chasing that high.
It's an addiction.
Yeah.
And just like an addict, they're looking for the next high. That they're still chasing the first dragon.
Yes.
And they're never going to find it again because they're never going to have that level of pair bonding with another human being ever.
And quite frankly, I mean, this guy's ex-wife, she is not going to have, well, let's just say 40 to 80 for her is going to be two times as long.
Yes, it will. Unless she keeps hooking up with guys who are hooked on the cocaine, sooner or later, it's all going to be bad news bears. And
well, she might wind up going to the big house.
But I will say this. You know, Bill Burr made a joke about this. You know, women always like to say, there's never any reason to hit a woman.
Oh.
Well, there may not be a justification for hitting a woman, but as you can see, there's plenty of good reasons.
It's understanding.
Yep.
And listen, I mean, it's one thing if you're defending yourself. I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But yeah, dudes. Send us your stories. We want to know about your journeys. You know, what finally, you know, was the straw that broke the camel's back and forced you to realize, hey, everything that I was taught growing up by this corrupt frickin' system and complete by all the women in my life was a lie.
Complete lie.
And, you know, you might even still be angry. Those stories are just as entertaining to read.
Yes, they are.
But spread this story around. Make sure you smash that subscribe button. And thank you very much for watching this video and supporting the channel.
Thank you very much.
We'll see you next time.
All right, take it.